Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
I say she's back. She hasn't been gone. she just has not been on the show.
She's been on other shows.
She's been doing all sorts of other duties on Cape Talk throughout the day, yesterday and the day before. And she's been in the building at a regular time at 5 a.m. on KFM 94.5. But it's lovely to have you back in studio. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning, Africa. It's great to be back.
We're talking about someone who's going to be running 20 marathons in 20 days.
No, 20 comrades marathons in
heavens.
20 days.
Heavens.
I know. So for some people, one comrades is enough. But imagine doing 20 comrades in 20 days and for a good cause. I'm talking about Mike Sewell, who's 44 years old, a Johannesburg adventurer, and he is running in the cow's kit for this challenge, the solitary runner on his own, running from Cape Town. He left the day before yesterday and started his journey. And it's to raise funds for CHOC. CHOC supports the well-being of families and teenagers diagnosed with cancer. And the CHOC cows are incredible. Their mission is to have fun and raise funds, whether you can swim, cycle, run, canoe or climb or whatever floats your boat. As a cow, you are welcome to join and start raising funds. And the work has been incredible that they've done. And if you just go to the cow's website or you just go and see the CHOC Childhood Cancer Foundation website, you'll actually see this incredible work that they do. So this adventurer has decided that he is going to take the long road to comrades. Most people either get in a car or book a flight, and I think with the flight prices I can imagine why he'd rather run. And I got hold of Mike just before he left, and Yara is he just talking about the challenge.
Good morning, my name is Mike Sewell, and on the 9th of August I'm going to be running the Long Road to Comrades version 2.0. The Long Road to Comrades is an attempt to run 20 comrades ultra marathons in 20 days. That's 90 kilometers a day, 20 days in a row between Cape Town and Durban, and finishing with the Comrades Marathon itself on day 20. This is a personal challenge that six of us tried to do in 2018, but unfortunately none of us succeeded. So I'm back this year to have another attempt at what is some unfinished business. This year, I'll be raising funds for CHOC, Childhood Cancer Foundation South Africa, and I'm hoping to raise R1 million for them. I'd love for people to come and join me along the route or perhaps at the start and help raise awareness for this great cause. All the information, including donation links, can be found on my website at mikesewell.co.za. That's mikesewell.co.za. You can also find me on social media on Instagram, _MikeSewell, and I'm also on Facebook. Thanks very much.
That's Mike Sewell, and I did try to get hold of him yesterday, but I think it was just already 2 days of being out there and running that I wasn't able to get an updated soundbite. But he left Cape Town on Tuesday, on Women's Day, and it's literally about 80 to 90 Ks a day that he's going to be running for 20 days, or 19 days. On the 20th day, he's going to do the Comrades Marathon.
Do we know which route he is following?
So he has got the route mapped out on his Instagram, so you'll be able to see exactly where and how he's going. He went through Cape Town, ran up and down Blouberg, and quite scenic, but it's definitely going to be a long day and a long road out there. And it's just incredible to see the distance from Cape Town through to Pietermaritzburg to get there, and starting in different areas and running a total of 1,800 kilometers.
Sure. It is. I mean, the CHOC Foundation is an incredible, incredible foundation. They do amazing work. His goal is raising 1 million rand. How is he hoping South Africans will help him raise that 1 million rand?
Well, he's got a fundraising page that he's put on his Instagram, so you'll be able to go there, also with info about him and an update that he does every day about his journey. So you can go there and make a donation or get to the cows website. It's just thecows.co.za. There's a link that says follow Mike Sewell's Long Road to Comrades Marathon here, and then just click there and it will give you all the details. You look shocked.
It's 42 Ks a day is already a challenge. To do up to 90 Ks every day for 20 days and then still run the Comrades Marathon in later in the month in August, that is That is asking for a lot on one's body, isn't it?
No, it is. And it's definitely pushing your body to the limits. But I mean, Mike has been training, so it's not something that you and I would go and do.
My dear,
with
I would
no
not
training.
Run 1 day of Comrades Marathon, no, never mind no. 20 days of it.
And so he's put the training in. Last night he got into his hotel room, into an ice bath to try and recover. So I think it's just going to be every day just getting out there, whether you start walking the last couple of Ks of the day or you start strong and you finish. It just depends on what your body is going to be doing. But it's not impossible. So I definitely think it's possible, and I'm excited to see the journey. It's only been day 3 right now. They're actually in series and they're heading through to Robertson and Montague. So if you can imagine that distance, 90 kilometers, if you think the distance between Johannesburg and Pretoria from Roodepoort to Wonderboom is about 60 kilometers. Now imagine adding on another going halfway back to Sandton from Wonderboom. That will be 90 Ks. That's just to give you the example of what it look like in Joburg, and you'd be running. And it's not as if the route is very flat either. It's a very hilly part of the Western Cape. So he's out there and he's slogging. It's day 3 and it's definitely the long road to Comrades for him.
We wish him all the best. The Twitter handle is, sorry, not the Twitter, the Instagram handle.
Is Mike Sewell, or get to thecows.co.za or the chock.org.za website. I'll have more details. He's also put up a snap, like a QR code where you can scan to follow and donate. So to make it a little bit easier for you, you can make a donation that way.
And the spelling of the surname rather, S-E-W-E-L-L. That's S-E-W-E-L-L. Liesl, thank you very much. Chat tomorrow, as always. It's a Friday, which means if you have any events, fitness, fun events that you'd like us to let our Cape Talk and 702 listeners know about, then please email Liesl, lieselv@capetalk.co.za or lieselv@702.co.za.